Hi, this is Dan Sheridan, and this is number 3 of our studies in the book of Genesis as we are going through the Bible. And I hope that every one of you have taken our advice and our encouragement to go through the Bible on your own, read it cover to cover every year. And anyone can do that with a little discipline. You take time to eat. Some of us eat too much. And yet we take very little time to read God's Word. Not saying you have to understand it. You have to know everything a scholar knows, and by the way, you're probably better off not knowing what a modern scholar knows, but it's good that you go through the Scriptures and read it cover to cover. Well, we're in Genesis chapter 1 in verses 2 to 5, and we're just going to read the first five verses of Genesis and go back and comment. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, Let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. Now, as we go through and make comments, I just want to make clear what the listener is not to expect from this program. Do not think because we're going verse by verse through the Bible that we're exhausting the text or giving you everything that the text means. No, at best, I am only giving you what I myself have learned from this text, and I may be wrong in a lot of places. I'm still learning like everyone else is still learning. My goal here is to help you study the Word of God with profit, and that this Bible will become more precious to you because the Savior himself is the subject. God himself is speaking in this book, and this book is meant to make God known to us. God speaks to us in this book, and his Son is the great subject of this book. And so we're not going to give you everything, and just enough so we can go through and comment on the Scriptures and just enjoy ourselves and enjoy the God who gave us this great book to unveil himself to us. Now, verse 2 says, And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Now, notice the phrase, without form and void. And I know there's a lot of controversy on this verse between those who hold a gap and those who don't. And I'm not going to give my opinion, but I will say here that here we have the earth without form and void. And in the rest of this chapter, he's going to form it. And he's going to fill it. It's no longer to be without form. It's no longer going to be void. And God is going to fill it with life, plant life, animal life, and man. And the rest of this chapter is devoted to God preparing this place, to forming this creation and filling it with his blessings and with people and life. And so it's without form and void. And then it says, And darkness was upon the face of the deep. I don't know about you, but sometimes when people build a house, they don't put the electricity in right away. But it's pretty dark, and once you turn the lights on, you can see the condition of the house. And here's what God does. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And so darkness is there upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God is moving upon the face of the waters. And it's interesting how the Spirit of God is first mentioned in Scripture, and it's in connection with creation and preparing a place for man. And the 104th Psalm, we're going to see an interesting phrase connected with this. Psalm 104, verse 30, we read, Thou sendest forth thy Spirit, they are created, and thou renewest the face of the earth. So we here have God's Spirit connected with his creation, and the rest of the Psalm is dealing with the life that's on this planet that God has created. And another passage in Job 26, verse 13, if you turn there. And if you're driving, I hope you can always go to our site and listen back and look up these references. In Job chapter 36 and Job 26 and verse, I turn to 36. Job 26, verse 13. By his Spirit he hath garnished the heavens. And so here by his Spirit. So what is God doing? It's without form and void. Now he's garnishing it. He's turning into something lovely and beautiful. And so the Spirit of God moves upon the face of the water. And we see the Spirit of God here again because of man. Man and God is going to, through His Spirit, deal with mankind. We come to verse 3, and God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And by the way, friends, this is not sunlight. Did you know that God created light before the sun? And there's a psalm that says, "Thou hast created the light and the sun." The light and the sun. So the light comes before the sun. And by the way, this goes against modern science. But I prefer to take God's word over modern science, where it disagrees with God's word. So God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And Paul uses this verse, by the way. The Apostle Paul, our apostle, in 2 Corinthians 4, uses a great illustration. We saw here in verse 1, 2, and 3 of Genesis, there was darkness and upon the face of the deep, and now God says, the Spirit of God moving, and then God says, "Let there be light," and there was light. And Paul uses this as an illustration. Paul says this in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6, "For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." So God commands a light to shine out of darkness. And then it says, "He has shined in our hearts. We were once darkness, but we are now light in the Lord. He shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." Why did God turn on the light? Why did He shine in our hearts? So He can give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Why did God turn on the lights here in Genesis 1? Because the rest of this book, He's going to turn the light on and give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Creation itself is a display of God's character. God in creation, the reason why He spoke light out of darkness is in through this whole book of the Bible, God Himself is going to give us the light of the knowledge of His glory in the face of Jesus Christ. All throughout the Scriptures, we're going to see God showing us His glory, and we're going to see it perfectly in the person and work of His Son, Jesus Christ. This whole Bible is going to be unfolding of His great redemptive plan, and the Lord Jesus Christ is going to be found in the Old Testament in type and shadow. We're going to see Him as the seed of the woman in Genesis 3. We're going to see Him as the Lamb that God will provide in Genesis 22. We're going to see Him as the Rock of Israel and the Shepherd of Israel in Genesis 49. We're going to see Him as the I Am in Exodus 3. We're going to see Him as the Passover Lamb in Exodus 12. And we're going to see Him in the tabernacle in Exodus 25 and so on. And in the offerings of Leviticus. We're going to see Him in the brazen serpent in Numbers. We're going to see Him as the great prophet in Deuteronomy 18. We're going to see Him in Joshua, in the book of Joshua. We're going to see Him as the kinsman and redeemer in the book of Ruth. And we're going to see Him as David's, as the king in 1st and 2nd Samuel. And so on and so forth. We can go through all the Scriptures of the Old Testament. I would have loved to have been there when the risen Lord Jesus spoke to the two on the road to Emmaus and opened up in the Scriptures all things concerning Himself. Well, this is the purpose of creation. God speaks light to shine out of darkness. And why? To shed light. And He's going to display His glory in this creation. And we're going to see that's why the firmament is in existence when we get to day two. So it says, "And God saw the light, that it was good." The light was good. It was useful. It served the purpose for which God wanted to use it for. "And God divided the light from the darkness." Only God can do that. Only God can divide the light from the darkness. There's an interesting verse in Job 38. Again, we're going to look at the book of Job. And by the way, Job and Moses are going to use a lot of the same language, because Job was written before Moses wrote. And so we're going to see that Moses learns a lot from Job, and some of the language is the same. But in Job 38, verse 24, listen to this verse. "By what way is the light parted?" That's a question Job asks. How can you part it? Well, only God knows that. Only God can divide the light from the darkness. You and I, when it's evening time, between, you know, depending on the time of year, between 5 and 7, as it gets darker, you can see the sunlight and the darkness kind of mixed together. But God can divide between the two. He knows the difference. And God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And just God does the same thing today. This is really almost a story of the whole Bible, God dividing light from darkness. God is the one who determines right from wrong. God is the establisher of the rules. God tells you what's right. God tells you what's wrong. He divides the light from the darkness. God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. And we should walk in the light as He is in the light, as we learn in the New Testament. Paul tells us that we are children of the day, and that we should walk as children of light. And John tells the 12 tribes that God is light, in Him is no darkness at all. So God saw the light, and it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness, and God called the light day, and the darkness He called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. Now, this is no way that you can possibly get geological ages out of this. I believe in a literal creation, a literal 7 days here in Genesis 1:1 through 2:3. And evening, morning, settle it for me that it's 24 hours. The Lord Jesus in John chapter 11 tells you how many hours there are in a day. And in John chapter 11, He says, are there not 12 hours in a day? And as a Bible believer, that settles it for me. The Lord Jesus said there are 12 hours in a day. That means there are 12 hours at night. It's a 24-hour day. And thus, it's a 24-hour day. The Lord Jesus says in John 11, verse 9, are there not 12 hours in a day? Yes, there are. And so it settles it. And so in day one, God divides the light from the darkness, calls the light out of darkness. And we're going to see throughout the rest of Scripture this great theme unfolding. We'll see you next time.